It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Kim.
And we are Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. It is another Skype edition of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. I feel like I'm getting comfortable.
Yay.
And yes, finally, I have been able to reach out to Kim Eden, who is an awesome listener and a friend. And I told her a long time ago that once I got the Skype thing down, that I would be calling her. And that's what we're doing.
Yes, you did.
I prepared you. I don't think you believed me, though.
No, I didn't. I got that text and it took a while to respond. So I went ahead and I'm like, okay, let's do it. I like to talk. It may not be what people want to hear, but I like to talk.
And that's the good thing. Who cares if people want to hear it? Someone does.
We have a complete different lifestyle and the things that we do versus what you do. And that's what makes the world go around.
Right. And when you say we, you're talking about your partner in crime, Mark.
Yes, he is my partner in crime, Mark. He's my best friend. Everything we do together. And pretty much if we can't do it, we don't do it at all. So we have fun. That's what life's about.
And if you're friends with her on Facebook or follow her on Facebook, you'll see that they are constantly having fun. Even when you're at work, you look like you're having fun.
Always fun. I love my job. I think I live for it, because without my job, we couldn't have the fun we have. And yeah, we're always doing something, things that we would never imagine that we would ever do. So yeah.
And we're going to delve into the Mark and Kim love story in just a moment. But first, let's talk about where you live and the title I have given you. Because you don't live in Colorado. You don't live in Kentucky, where Petra is. Where do you live?
We live in El Reno, Oklahoma. And it's been on the map. And we're about 30 miles west of Oklahoma City. So just pretty much Tornado Alley, you know. And tornadoes aren't prejudiced. They'll hit anywhere. They don't care. They don't have friends. They'll hit anywhere. But, you know, we live west enough that they start to build west of us, and then they'll just continue to go. Now, if they go north, fine, south, fine, whatever. You know, it's been a bad week. So.
And it's been a bad few years, but maybe it's just because of Facebook that I have realized. Has it always been this way in Oklahoma, where you in that area?
We didn't even have a warning. We did not have a spring at all last year. Year before last, in 2013, we did. And that's when it came through El Reno and did a lot of damage. Actually, everywhere, but it did come through here. So,
is that the year that Moore, Oklahoma was really flattened?
Yeah, it was just there. We've had I don't know, over a dozen since Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
And not here. It's been north and south of us and east, and thankfully not here. But we have had over 9 inches of rain since Wednesday.
So lots of flooding, I'm sure, because it's flat.
We've got more than enough. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
The April showers have carried over to May, and they can go away, right?
Yes. And they've drowned out our May flowers. So, yep. Anyway.
Wow. I think growing up, I always heard about Tornado Alley, and I was in Southwest Missouri, so we were on the very edge of it, so we didn't see as much as you see, but yes. I heard about Tornado Alley, and I don't think until social media and until I connected with people like yourself that were actually there in Tornado Alley that I really realized how intense it is. It's like every afternoon I'll be scrolling through Facebook, and if it's springtime, you're posting about another tornado that's in the area, and that is just wow.
They just pop up. That's the thing. Our newscasters, our weather people are pretty good that they can, if it's going to be really bad, they'll let us know a week ahead of time. And, you know, if people aren't forewarned by then I don't know what to tell them, because it's serious. So we've had so many friends that have lost homes, and thankfully we have not, but it's come through close to our property, Mark's folks' property. The homestead is north of town, and it's gone through there. And, you know, it just doesn't, it goes where it wants to go.
It does. You know, Mother Nature has way too much power.
It does. She's evil.
Yes. So I have crowned you the Tornado Alley Queen. Is that okay?
Oh,
because you keep us.
I think it's appropriate.
It is. And you keep us here. I know, like, we have a mutual friend, Kenny Mace. You keep us informed of what's happening in Tornado Alley. So that's why you are our Tornado Alley Queen.
Yes, it is appropriate. Kenny's pretty cool. If I'm not paying attention, he's good to
let you know.
Inform me. Yeah, he's been really good about that too. So it's appreciated when we're busy and there they are. That's how fast it happens.
Yikes. And so, you posted recently about a tornado that wasn't really even talked about. Tell us about that. Like, you say your newscasters and your weather people are great, but what happened with that situation?
Well,
I want to know more.
I really don't know what happened with it, but I do know for a fact that was, we were on the verge of having a tornado warning. I was ready to either go back to the police department, I mean, because we're pretty secure there, and that's where we go. We just go back down there. And I was standing there waiting, and they said that there was a tornado that was out around Canton, which is going to be northwest of us. And if it was going to be moving whichever direction it was, I knew that it was going to be coming this way. And that was it. There was a tornado on the ground, and there was nothing else said about it. So I started looking through Facebook, and there were people that were sharing stories about how they lived in that area, and there was no mention of it at all. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't after the initial call, because I heard it. I don't know. It was just lost in that was the day that there were tornadoes everywhere, and it doesn't make up for it. It doesn't make it okay. But those were lives, you know, those were lives that
right.
It could have been bad.
Right. So, well, thankfully it wasn't.
No.
But when you posted that, I was like, oh my gosh, they've got enough stress, and now they have to worry about tornadoes that are happening that aren't even being talked about.
That aren't being, yes, not after the first initial tornado warning on the ground. And I heard that. And then after that was it. So, yeah, it's
kind of
scary.
You lived in Colorado for some time. And there is a difference, I feel, when it comes to Colorado and warnings as opposed to Missouri and Oklahoma. Because growing up, a tornado watch meant that conditions were favorable. A tornado warning meant that it was spotted, maybe not on the ground, but it was spotted. Is that how it is in Oklahoma?
Yes. That is how it is here. Somewhere along the way, I missed the memo when they changed it to a tornado emergency, which I have not Googled that. I didn't find out. I don't even know what it means.
Wow.
It's either a tornado warning or it's not.
Right.
I don't know what a tornado emergency is.
There's a tornado or there isn't.
Yeah.
It's black and white,
right? I have to see what that means. But we pretty well get warnings, and they're going to let us know. And so we have so many weather apps on our phone. I was at my folks last night, and my sister, my brother-in-law, Mark, myself, we have all these weather apps. Our phones were going off like birds in heat or whatever, you know. They were just all going off and sounded for floods and for thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches. And so we have a lot
like
of weather
phrase,
apps.
I just like that phrase, birds in heat, like birds in heat. I love it.
Yes, that's what it sounded. That's what it sounded like. They were just chirping everywhere. But yeah, it's different than Colorado.
Colorado has warnings all the time, and there's no tornadoes. When I first moved here, I'm like, oh my God, there's a tornado warning. Oh my God, we should take shelter. And they're like, what?
But where's it at?
Yeah.
Well, we lived in Longmont and Frederick, so that is farther out towards Fort Lepton in that area, and that seems to be where they come from.
Yes.
That just seems to be their little alley that they take. So,
yeah.
But it seems like, yeah, they just don't really get the, you guys got hit a lot last year. You guys took what we did not get.
And we didn't get a lot of tornadoes. There were some, not in comparison, like when you look at our tornado numbers and yours, but we got the hail and that stuff. I woke up this morning to about 8 inches of snow, broken trees in our backyard. So we deal with that, but yep. No tornadoes really. the crazy. Hail and snow in May is not our friends.
No, it needs to be over. And we're about finished with, well, it's supposed to be good today. And I think Monday and Tuesday's fine. Wednesday, it's supposed to start up. Thursday, Friday might, I don't know, maybe rain. But if we get past today, we should be okay.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. That was going
to
be something.
I keep them quiet.
I wanted to hear the Kim Eden story, but first, I'll ask you. You are definitely a dog person, correct?
I have my little brats. Yes.
Who are your fur babies?
I have Little Guy and Cinnamon are men pins. They are both. They'll be 7 in November, and then I had a girlfriend that had a Chihuahua. Her Chihuahua came up expecting, and she asked if I wanted one. Well, we really didn't, but she's also a baker, so she does all of our baking, and our bakery needs whatever. Anyway, she does that. Well, we went out there to pick up a cake for the grandson's birthday, and we seen this thing that was about the size of a chapstick. So yeah, when she was born. So we said, okay, fine. So that's Emma. Emma was a year old in March.
And was she the runt?
No, that's just the size they are.
Oh,
Emma's
wow.
She's about 9 pounds now. She's a big Chihuahua, but she is a cat trapped in a dog's body. She does not need love, attention, affection. Don't touch me. Don't mess with me. Just feed me, water me, and leave me alone.
Oh, that's funny.
She's very, very strange. So those are our three inside, and they're my kids. They are spoiled. Mm-hmm. And we have our one outside dog. He's a watchdog, and he's very, very old, and he stays outside. His name is Davidson, and yeah, they're my babies.
What does Davidson watch for?
He's pretty protective of anything that's outside of our
fence.
So,
like animals,
he has different barks.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We live on the railroad tracks, and so we have railroad tracks. The railroad runs behind our house about 50 feet, so he has different barks. We know an animal bark. We know a critter bark. We know a person bark. You know, we know what kind of bark
that's amazing
it needs to be alerted to. Yeah.
See, our dogs just bark at anything that moves outside the window that they can see. And when Steve is traveling, it scares the bejesus out of me. I'm like, what the heck? Oh, it's just UPS.
Yeah. You know? Yes. We have a doggy door, so they're in and out whenever they want. They hear things and they go. Obviously, they were all laying right here being patient and quiet, and Mark came in and they took off. But yeah,
it was a great segue into your animal world.
To my animal, I love their pains. Yeah, it's pretty exciting around here. Cinnamon and Little Guy each got a possum Thursday night.
Oh, heavens.
And we've had so much rain, they're trying to get, like I said, we're on the railroad tracks. So we get critters, we get animals. And anyway, we got two possums last night and a bird yesterday. And
snakes?
Yeah, they're
any snakes?
They're pretty, yes, Cinnamon's brought a snake to me.
No. No.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good catchers. Yeah.
That's good. And they protect you. That's good too.
Yes. You know, they could kill them and leave them where they are. They don't have to bring them.
Right. They want to show mommy and daddy.
Yes, their prize. Yep, they do.
And do you have human children?
Do I have what?
Human children?
Well, yes.
Okay, let's talk about those. It's Mother's Day. You're taking time out of your Mother's Day to talk to me on this podcast.
Yes, I do have human children. I have a daughter. She's 26. My son's 28. And
you have adorable children in your life.
And I love my kids. They're big. They're grown up. My daughter has one grandson for me, and my son has two girls and a boy. And then I have a step granddaughter, Aubrey. She's 11. So I have.
You have lots of people to love.
Yes. Mark has a son and a daughter, 24 and 26, and then three granddaughters from his kids.
Wow!
So we have a whole litter of grandkids.
Lots of Christmas presents to buy for.
Lots of kids.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I see pictures on Facebook, but I, you know, never really broke it down. And Glenda is your sister, correct?
Yes.
And yes. She and I are Facebook friends. She seems really awesome as well.
Yep. She's a cool girl.
She is. And what is the rest of the story when it comes to Kim Eden? Like, what do you do for work? And, you know, what's your story?
I am an executive assistant for the police chief here in El Reno. Ken Brown, he's been here for 35 years. Same department. Wow. Yep. He started out as a jailer and he's now the chief. He's been there for 8 years. I work for the city of El Reno. I've been with the city for 11 years. I've been at the police department for 8. So, I'm his assistant. And that's a good glamour word for the chief secretary.
But you have an awesome office.
A lot of hats, yeah. We remodeled, and our offices were not as cool as they are now. We remodeled 2 years ago, and we got new offices. So, yeah, we're pretty happy with them. If we're going to spend all of our time there, we might as well love where we stay.
That is correct.
So I'm pretty fortunate. I'm blessed to have the job that I have. I will retire from the city. I love my job. I never take time off. Very seldom do I take time off. So I'm pretty blessed to be where I'm at.
And you lived in Colorado when?
I was in Colorado. I've been back here for 12 years this year, 13 years this year. And I was there. We were there for about 16, 17 years. So,
do you miss it?
Yeah, I do because one of my best friends, Amy, mm-hmm. lives there. She actually works for Parker Water and Sanitation District, which is just right there.
Yes.
We live in right Parker. There.
Yep.
Yep. And she lives in Parker. My best friend's there. And then I have another family. I have a lot of friends in Colorado that will always be friends. So yeah, I miss it. We haven't been back to visit in 7 years.
You need to take time off and then you need to come here.
Yeah, we do.
And we need to do brunch.
We will. Oh yeah. Yes. We need to come back. We're wanting to this summer. Maybe we need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just take a road trip. It'll be fun.
Yes. We're always doing that. We just need to keep going farther north.
Yes. Take a few days off so you can keep going. And yes. Mark, how did you meet Mark?
Well, when I moved back here, I worked for a company, electronic manufacturing company in Edmond, which is far northeast of here. And on Saturdays, I worked for a vet clinic here in El Reno. And Mark's cousin also worked there. And one Saturday, Mark came in to visit his cousin at this vet clinic, and I'm like, he was all scruffy, looking like he was on the bike. He was on his bike and scruffy, and I said, Anthony, you need to let me meet that person. So after a while, he did, and we met, went out together for the first time, and that was in September. We met and went out in October, and New Year's Eve, he asked me to marry him, and we got married May 15th of 2004, and we had a biker wedding. We had 250 people. It was amazing. It was a whirlwind romance, but you know what? When you know it's right, it's right.
And how long have you guys been together?
We'll be married 11 years next Thursday,
Friday, yeah. Wow.
15th.
Wow, yeah. That is awesome.
11 years.
Just to watch you guys and your interactions through Facebook and YouTube, I'm just like, oh, they're so cute. They're so cute.
You know, similar to you and Steve a lot. I mean, it's drama-free.
Yeah, we keep the drama out.
Yeah, and, you know, we're drama-free no matter what. People aren't going to see anything. And when we don't argue, we don't fight because Mark won't. I've tried.
I'm not a fighter and I won't. And neither is Steve. We've had one big blow up. It was big and then it went away. And that was several years ago. Sometimes you have to talk about things. And that was that one time. And everything else has been good since.
Yep. That's pretty much how we are. You know, it is what you see is what you get. There's no fakeness about it. When we're upset at each other, we get over it just as fast. Just truly best friends to be able to do everything with each other. It's fun.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Now it's Woman Crush of the Week time. So are you ready?
I am ready.
And it's, you sound so,
it's, well, I am. I am ready because every single time I hear this, it's always been the same girl for me. And I do a lot of thinking and a lot of soul searching. And I think that I'm going to do someone different. And I'm just not, because I really, really like this girl. And it's Reese Witherspoon.
Love her.
It was ironic that you sent me the notes of talking about her. I did check out her Draper James. It's really cute stuff. It's not stuff that I would like, but it is very her.
Yes.
But I don't know. You know, she's just a cool girl. She's been in trouble before with the law. You know, that's good to know. Everybody yes. needs to have some kind of trouble
right.
in the past.
It's reality, but, right?
Yeah, it is. She's done, I haven't seen all of her movies, but the ones I've seen, I've liked. But basically, when you see a picture of her, she'll wear the same outfit twice. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, but I like that because makes her a regular girl.
She is. So she is. That's a great one. That is a great one.
That is mine.
Yay. Well, my woman crush of the week has to do with today, Mother's Day. It's for all the moms out there. I did some research and I was going to try and like do a celebrity, but then I was like, no, I need to do
good
this.
Good call.
One. Yes.
One up me. Good
no,
call.
No, that never, you listen, you know, that never happens. Usually yeah. I'm like, oh, I like this girl's shoes. So she's my woman crush of the week. No,
right.
This is, I'm constantly telling all of my friends that are moms that they're just superheroes to me because and I know I've said this on the podcast before. I work and I deal with my life, and I don't understand how anyone would add to that being a mother and raising children and not go out of their mind. So yep. all moms, I'm crushing on you from now until the day I die because you're amazing women. Amazing
well.
Women.
I've done that part, and I'm with you on that because just watching the daughter-in-law, my daughter, you know, I could not do it again. If I had to have my grandkids, I could certainly do it. But to be a parent now, it's a lot. I'm with you. I agree. But you do have a goddaughter, so.
I do. Yes. Yes. And she has two smaller brothers, and that's, you know, her mom is my best friend. And I sent her a text today. I'm like, you're amazing. You better be treated amazing yep. today. You deserve it.
Yes.
And she travels yeah. for work. She's constantly on the road, and I don't know how she does it.
Yeah, that's hard.
And then she makes amazing birthday cakes for her daughter's birthday party. And it's just like, how do you do this? I don't understand. When do you have time? When do you sleep is my question.
Right. Yep, I would agree.
All right, let's do question and answer fun time. You ready?
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. What was your very first job? The job that you got paid to do? First paycheck?
My gosh. I was a dispatcher for an answering service well over.
You don't have to say that.
Yeah, a long time ago.
It wasn't last year.
Nope. Long time ago.
And does yeah. your family have a motto that's either spoken or unspoken?
I would have to say it's all about family. You know, I don't know how to answer that. Other than
that's a great one.
Our family is
family first.
Really? Yeah. Our family is really close. It's family first. It's all about family. Yeah. That's why I came home. Be closer to my mom. Yes. Mm-hmm. Our family. And they live on a farm. They're 10 miles, south of us. And then my sister and her brother, her husband are also, they're 5 miles from them on their farm. They're farmers also. And, well, in their spare time, they have full-time jobs. But, yeah, so everybody's close. Mark's folks have passed, but he has a brother next door, and then his sister is north of us. And so, yes, all of the family's here.
And if you could join any past or current music group, which one would you join?
If I did current, simple as it is, I would be with the band Perry.
They look like they have so much fun.
They look like crazy kids. I I could be their mother, actually.
Stop.
So I could be their road mother.
Have you seen them live?
No.
You must put that on your list.
Yes.
I think I'm sure they're coming to Denver soon. It'll give you an excuse to come to Denver. So.
Yeah, that would be cool. No, I don't know that. I don't recall if they have been here. I'm not really sure. I don't keep up with it. We really don't watch TV or anything like that. But I'll have to look and see. I'll look online. They're just really cool kids, they seem like.
And you're not a big movie person. I no. didn't become a big movie person until I started dating Steve, and he is mm-hmm. a movie-obsessed person. This next movie we're going to talk about, which is our first Hollywood happenings story, Steve's not going to see. He has no interest. Actually, when the trailer came on.
I'm not even going to ask Mark.
Yeah. When the trailer came on, I was like, yay. And he looked at me and he's like, really? I'm like, oh, sorry.
No. Mm-hmm.
So did you see Magic Mike, the original movie?
Nope, I have not.
That's okay. Mm-mm. Well, they're having another movie, the Magic Mike XXL. And when I first heard that this was coming out, I was like, oh, dear. Because I saw the first one. I was like, well, that was, you know, weird, but okay, fun. That was fun. And then to hear that they're coming out with a sequel, I'm like, oh, God.
See, I did not see the first one, but watching the trailer for this one and then seeing commercials for the other one, they're older in this one. And to me, older is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Young is not sexy to me. It seems like they're just a few years older, so that makes them more sexy to me because they're older. But I won't watch it, but the trailer was very
exciting.
Yes, it was hot, very interesting.
Hot
mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm going to share the link to the trailer in where everywhere, Podbean, Spreaker, everywhere where we post, and on Facebook, so that I can share it with the rest of the world. But you have to check out the trailer for Magic Mike XXL. Again, yes. It's starring Channing Tatum and Joe Manganiello
or
Sofia Vergara's fiance.
Fiance?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin Nash, Matt Bomer, T-Witch, and Adam Rodriguez. And
I do.
From the trailer, I see lots of abs, and I like that.
Yeah, I did write some notes on that. I did write down Kevin Nash. Yes, that's, yeah.
Wasn't he a wrestler?
I'd be lying if I answered that. I don't know.
Watching the trailer, I was like, I think he was a wrestler. I think he was called Nash at the time.
He looked familiar to me. Yes.
And Adam Rodriguez, he was from CSI, right? Miami?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't watch TV. That's okay.
No.
I have a TV problem.
We have no series that we watch. We have no.
So do you actually like sit and talk to each other at night?
That's pretty much. Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, we'll have the TV on in the background, but yeah, that's what we do. And to be honest, when we get home from work, we change. We go outside. Mark will weed eat or I'll mow, or if it's in the wintertime, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're always outside. We usually don't come in until it's time to eat supper because I'll have supper ready. And then we come in and we do what we do. We sit, we talk. And we don't have shows that we watch. Dancing with the Stars, we'll catch that, try to on Mondays or something. But other than that, it's really nothing.
Wow.
I don't know if it's boring or if we're pitiful or I don't know.
No, you actually interact with each other. That's good.
We literally spend all of our time together. And yeah, we talk all the time.
Steve and I spend all of our time together, but a lot of it, like he came home from Michigan today and I made brunch and I was like, so you want to catch up on Elementary? Okay. So I went and laid in bed for 4 hours watching TV. And then I'm like, well, I guess I should probably get ready for my podcast.
Well, he's gone, though. So that's good that you two can do that because that's what you're catching up. So that's good.
And, but there's, you know, we do talk. It's not like we don't talk to each other, but it's, you know, we do spend a lot of time in front of the television.
Well,
it's shameful.
Our problem is that we get bored. If it doesn't capture our attention in the first 5-10 minutes, we're done. So if somebody tells us to watch something, yeah, we'll watch it. But other than that, there is we just don't do it.
When was the last time there was a television series that you watched?
Well, to be honest, there's only one series that we have ever watched, and that was the Bates Motel. That's on A&E.
Okay.
And We are addicted to that. This is the third season. And actually, we're going to have to wait till the season's over because we never set, it's on Monday nights, and we're going to have to just watch it on, we're going to have to watch it online to catch up on the series, on the season. We didn't get to watch it, but we will watch it.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much the only series that I can say that we have ever.
And I've not watched that, so I have nothing to add.
Yeah, love it. It is a psychological thriller is all it is.
I'll have to check it out. But right now my TV plate is kind of full. I just discovered, I just forgot the name of it. It's on Netflix. Oh. House of Cards. I just discovered that I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning last night binge watching. I'm at like,
oh wow,
episode 11 when I was on episode 6 when I started watching last night. Do the math. I'm lame. Happy Saturday night.
Well, we're really lame because we'll watch episodes on the Food Channel, or we'll get on the History Channel, or that's our kind of channels. We'll leave it on. And if things come up, cause Mark likes the History Channel. So he watches a lot of stuff on that, but yeah, we'll do shows over and over and over on those channels.
And you mentioned Reese Witherspoon and her new news. It's her website, draperjames.com.
Mm-hmm.
So she has joined the likes of Gwyneth Paltrow, Blake Lively, and I didn't know this, but Julianne Hough. And she has her own website that she launched this last Tuesday. And I do want to send a big thank you to Angela P. On Twitter. She sent me this article, or I may have missed it, letting me know that this did launch. So it's draperjames.com. You checked it out.
I did.
When I first clicked on it, I went, holy crap, that tank top's $100-something.
Yes. I think that's probably what I said to myself.
That's not in my budget. But
it is her clothes. It's definitely her style.
Yes.
But yeah, and the purses I didn't like. But the stuff is very cute.
I didn't go beyond that. I looked at that and I was like, I'm not. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, I looked at the first page of the stuff. And yes, $225 for, I don't know, a bracelet.
But I bet she's going to make money. I bet she's going to do well.
Oh, she will. It's very cute if that's your style. It's very cute.
And the backstory of the website, Draper James is a combination of her grandparents' names. And I thought that was just adorable. And according to the website, it's focused on Southern style, which is her style.
Yes.
She said that my grandparents taught me everything I know about gracious Southern living. From them, I learned to dress and act like a lady, to take pride in my home, to reach out to help a neighbor, and to always invite everyone in for a visit, which is definitely the Southern way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And that it is her. I mean, it's very appropriate for her.
Right. She married Ryan Phillippe, I was like, what's happening?
Right.
I see her with a Southern gentleman. I don't know who her current husband is. But
Jim Toth.
Yes. But I don't know what he does. I don't know anything about him. I don't know. But she's a doll and her kids are adorable. And I bet she's going to make a lot of money off this website.
Well, I'm sure she needs it. So I'm sure she will.
Right.
Yeah, she's cute. She deserves it. That's all I have to say about that. I like her.
And speaking of her again, we have had recently a contest for listeners to go here in the Denver area to go see her brand new movie, Hot Pursuit. It came out Friday.
Yes.
Is that a movie you might see?
Yes, ma'am. Maybe but we'll buy it. We will buy it.
Ah, gotcha.
See, that's our thing. We do not go to the movies, and I'm sorry to say that for us to sit still for 2 hours is – We can't do it.
I'm the same way. I love movies at home because, one, I can have my flannel comfy pants on and no one's going to judge me. And I can hit pause when I have to pee. I can hit pause when I want to get a snack. I don't have to sit there. I'm the same way. I've told Steve this over and over again.
We'll wait. And when we want to see something, we will wait and we'll go buy it when it comes out.
That makes sense.
If this will be good, and yes, we will see this.
I got to say, there was a lot of buildup. There were like 50 different versions of the trailer. And I was like, oh, I hope they're not revealing too much. But they didn't.
Now, did you go? Or
I did.
You did go.
I did get to go. Yes. The winners, I mentioned this last week, Natalie and Kendra, they were able to bring their partners in crime to the movie. And then Steve and I got to go see the movie as well the same night. And it wasn't Steve's cup of tea.
But yeah, it's no.
It's a chick flick, but it's yes. not your typical chick flick. There's no, like, it's not Sweet Home Alabama. It's no. hilarious. I was laughing through the whole entire thing.
See, that would be our kind of thing to watch. But, you know, the hype that was made up around Tammy with.
I didn't see that one. I was afraid of that.
See, we bought it. Well, we bought it, and that was, I'm sorry, the dumbest movie I think I've ever seen.
That's what there I love about you. One, you're honest.
There wasn't one thing that was funny about it. To me, there wasn't. So, yeah, we'll definitely see this one, and this would be up our alley.
Did you see Bridesmaids?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
Isn't it old?
Bridesmaids, yeah, it's a few years old. But it was funny and very similar to this.
I have to check that out. Yeah. I'll check that out.
So just to give our listeners the summary, Hot Pursuit is about an uptight policewoman played by Reese Witherspoon. She tries to protect a drug lord's sexy widow played by Sofia Vergara. And they race through a gauntlet of gunmen and crooked cops and craziness. I was laughing, like I said, the whole way. And I want to give it 4 out of 5 hot pink stars.
Cool.
Yes.
Check that out.
Okay, I want to assume that you are as in love with Miranda Lambert as I am, but I need to know.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Can I tell you that this Red Wagon song? Can I tell you that I'm gonna tell you.
I saw your post.
Yes, I'm sorry. That she needs to stick with country because that is not country, and I think that it is. I just can't. I can't do it.
I was surprised when it was a single. I was like, whoa, okay. You know, the thing about her music is when you listen to her CDs, there's so many different influences when it comes to her music. You have the the country sounding songs, you have the ballads, and then you have those rockin' songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Little Red Wagon was one of those. The Way the World Goes Round was on a previous album of hers, very similar sound, just kind of that funky rockin' song.
Uh-huh.
And I think she sang that song in one award show, and then I didn't hear it again. So to hear Little Red Wagon on the radio, I was like, whoa, wow, she's really stepping outside of her comfort zone.
Yes, she did. And a lot like it. A lot of people like it. And that's good because, I mean, everybody likes different things. I mean, it's just not for me. See, I am into new country, but I like old country also.
That's how I am. I will have my days where I'm jamming out to Conway Twitty, but then I have my days where I'm jamming out to Chase Rice.
Yes.
And so I love that about you. And I feel like there's a story about Miranda almost every week. Natty pointed out last week was probably the first time that she's been on the show that I haven't talked about Miranda. But this week, there's a story.
That is true. I think that's probably true.
Yes. She has become Country Living's first cover girl. I've heard of Country Living magazine my whole life. I've seen it. I never realized that there had not been a cover girl on their magazine. Had you?
No, I haven't.
But then when I stop and think, I'm like, there have been a lot of flowers, a lot of baskets, right? Kitchens.
Yes.
But yes. I never realized that. I probably would not have even known had they not posted about
it. It's probably good that you don't live here because you probably would never be at work because she spends a lot of time in Tishomingo and she's always at the animal shelter. So, you know, you would probably be there.
I would be like blacklisted.
They would
put a monitor on me.
You'd have a VPO against you or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her, please. She is going to be Country Living Magazine's first person to ever be on the cover of their magazine. She's featured on the cover of the June issue and is also the guest editor for the publication. The Home and Lifestyle magazine says it's never featured a person on its cover in its 36-year history.
Wow.
So the issue explores how country music influences country style. And she also talks about her husband, Blake Shelton's green thumb. He plans to plant tomatoes and strawberries and then make jam.
Huh.
I've planned things like that before, too. But maybe he'll have success.
I'll have to check that out. My tomatoes. Maybe I can get some tips.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for me.
I tried it once. I tried strawberries once too. I have mint growing. Mint is easy.
I couldn't even do that. But your strawberries, yeah, they are like rabbits. Once they start multiplying, you'll never get rid of them. So there's a problem if you can't grow strawberries.
Yep. It's kind of like if you can't deal with bamboo or cactus, you know? They're supposed to be easy.
I've killed a cactus and I can kill aloe. So, yeah.
But you've kept a beta fish alive. That's better than me.
Oh, I love him.
Does he have his own Facebook page yet?
Oh, you know what? He will.
He needs to. I will like it.
He will later.
Just send it to me. And then you can post daily pictures and updates.
I will. I just love him. He's spoiled. He knows me and he knows Ken when he walks in the office. But anyone else, he hides from him. He's silly. Yeah, he's spoiled.
And his name is?
Well, his name is, oh boy. His name is Geneva Bish, B-I-S-H, because my grandson can't say fish, but he said it's a bish. So that's where Mr. Bish comes from.
I saw you refer to him as Bish.
Yes, that's where Mr. Bish comes from. I thought that was adorable. Yeah, and then somebody told me to name him Geneva. So he's like a transgendered, first transgendered beta fish because he's a male. The males are like peacocks. The males are beautiful and the females are not. And so he's a male. He's just trapped in a female name's body, but yeah, his name is Mr. Bish. I love him. Yeah. He's spoiled.
He's adorable. I had a beta in my bathroom for less than a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, never knew what happened to that. I knew.
Yeah.
You did.
Now that container, cause it's this giant, champagne glass was his bowl.
Yeah.
And now that is a holder of bracelets.
Well, that would work. Yeah, that works
very
too.
Very functional.
I used to have like a brandy sniffer, a huge brandy sniffer that I kept him in.
Yes.
But then I discovered that I really feel because he's a living, breathing animal, he needs to have heat and he needs to have a filter. So then we go up to a 3-gallon tank and then he's now up to a 5-gallon tank. And so now I think he's happy.
So that's probably where I went wrong. And it was winter here in Colorado. So even though our heat was on, it may have gotten too cold for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're supposed to live that way, but I don't think they should. So
yeah,
that's why he doesn't. Yeah, I'm in the wrong business. It'd be an animal business or something.
That could be your retirement goal.
Ooh, it could be.
Yeah, once you retire, you can start, you know, work with Miranda.
That could be part. That would be a partner in crime to have.
That would be a lot of fun. Speaking of Miranda, again, she has what her store is called the Pink Pistol. There's one in Texas and one in Oklahoma. You have been to the Pink Pistol.
In Tishomingo.
Yes. How many times?
Huh?
How many times have you been to the Pink Pistol?
Well, we've only been there once, actually. We were there 3 days after it opened.
I know. I wear that scarf with pride.
And now and there wasn't anything that had... They had just opened, so there really wasn't anything that had the name on it to buy. So I just, you know, but now there is. And you cannot buy it online. It's something that she's not interested in doing any of that. You have to go to the store. You can't buy it. And there's no online ordering. You just have to visit her store to, there's a sign in it also that says, if you see me here in the store, which you probably will, I do not do photos. However, it's the animal shelter in Tishomingo. She will take her picture with you, you know.
Ah. And I've met her a few times. I have pictures with her. I don't want to be the creeper.
Yeah, and I think the same way. I would never do it either. But I think because she spends so much time there, she's just telling everybody, you can see me, but you know, if you want a picture, then donate to my animal shelter. And it's understandable. I mean, like I said, there's no online ordering. You have to go to the store. When we went, it was a concrete floor, so they were handing out pins, so everyone finds the floor, which was really cool. And now that they've expanded, that's changed, and they've covered it all up, and it's not that way anymore. But she does have the Ladysmith open. You know that.
Yes, that's a bed and breakfast. And you made reservations, right?
It's right there. We have not stayed there because the rooms that I want are never available. So you just have to catch it and pick it and hope for the best. Mm. But she has
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She has 8 rooms. Some of them have an ensuite bathroom, some have a private bath, and some have a shared bath. No shared bath for me. Those are always available. So. Yeah. Anyway, we'll check that out once and two.
Well, I do want to thank you because the first time you went to the Pink Pistol, you bought a scarf for me and sent it to me. And I wear that scarf with so much pride. Anytime someone compliments me, I'm like, it's from my friend Kim. She bought it at Miranda's Lambert store and it's amazing.
I did. And I tried to find something, but that was, and like I said, there were no trademarked words on anything.
I know
that. When it first opened. So that's the only thing I could come up with.
And that's the important thing.
Yes.
Now, very similar to me, you're a YouTube fan, right?
Yes.
You don't watch TV, but you watch YouTubers.
Well, I do, because in our evenings, if Mark happens to be watching the History Channel, or if he is watching a show, a car show or something I don't want to see, then I will catch up on YouTube. And I do stay pretty faithful with a few people.
Who are your top five favorite YouTubers?
Top five, of course, you guys. I'm always making sure that I watch you guys. I watched yours today before you called me. I like Anna Lee and Jesse a lot. Anna Lee is a hairstylist, and she works for Chaz Dean, and her husband Jesse is a photographer. They're always traveling because...
I haven't heard of them.
Yeah, I like them a lot. They're always traveling to Hong Kong because Anna Lee works for Chaz Dean, which does with QVC a lot. So she's always in Hong Kong at QVC hairstyling over there. I just like them. They're just neat people. I like them a lot. Of course, BF versus GF. Gotta love Gina and Jesse.
Oh, my gosh. They're crazy.
Yes.
Aren't you jealous of their
crazy
life, though? They have a beautiful apartment in Philadelphia, and all they do is go around filming themselves, and they make a living at it. I'm jealous.
Well, they do. YouTubers, for YouTube. You know, they travel, and they do meetups for YouTube. You know, that's the life right there you need.
I know.
And it's the same thing. I watch that. I do also. It's Judy's life. Now that goes back to the mommy and me that I watch. It's her and Benji, their husband and wife. And I've actually watched them for over 3 years because they've been vlogging now every day for 3.5 years. And their first daughter, Juliana, is 3 years old. And that's when it started. And they since had twins. And I do watch them. I keep up with them a lot because I've watched them for so long. And Judy also does a tutorial. Makeup tutorial. It's called It's Beauty's Time. And that's been out since 2012. Now, I like her stuff because she buys stuff from the drugstore or stuff that we would buy.
Right.
And she also buys high-end stuff. So she does really good stuff, and I like watching her.
A lot of the YouTubers I watch when it comes to the makeup YouTubers, those are the ones that I tend to drift to. Those that buy a lot of drugstore, the affordable stuff, but then every once in a while they'll splurge on the $50 foundation. I've never splurged on the $50 foundation. I look at it in the store and go, I can't. I just can't.
Right. And you know, I will tell you, I mean, you probably know this. I mean, I've posted it before. You probably don't. Maybe you do. I don't know. But Walgreens has 100% money-back guarantee on every single thing that they sell. All their makeup, their facials, their perfumes, their colognes, I mean, the high-end expensive stuff. And if you go buy makeup and you don't like it, you return it the next day. You either exchange it or you get your money back. One of the two. No questions asked.
That's a great thing to share. I have seen that you post that, but that's a great thing to remind everyone.
Yeah, it is. I love it. So I have to catch myself when I walk into a store or walk into Target or walk into wherever and I go straight to the makeup. No. I'm going to make another trip to Walgreens, look at the makeup, and then if I don't like it, I'm taking it back.
And there's usually a Walgreens pretty close to a Target in my life experience, within a good 5-10 mile radius.
They kind of follow each other, I think.
Yeah. They're probably owned by the same person that's probably a descendant of Sam Walton. You never know.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, if we can't get them at Target, we'll get them at Walgreens.
Right.
Yeah.
I do watch a lot, and I do Fleur. I do. I like her.
Fleur DeForce.
Yes, she seems like a really cool girl. Yeah.
Have you been watching her vlogs throughout April? Because she has two channels. She has the Fleur DeForce and the Fleur DeVlog.
Yeah. And I've caught up. I've watched them, but I'm a little bit behind on it.
That's my workout thing. Like, I don't listen to music anymore. I watch vlogs. It's so weird.
Vlogs, yes. Yeah. I do it in the evening. I try to keep up with her, but if she has one, I think, was it Coachella?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the last time I watched it, because that's where they were going. She was going to that.
So you're not very far behind at all. I feel like she was very, I don't think if I sat back and counted the days in April and her vlog posts, I don't think they add up. She was very busy for a while, and that's okay. I was happy with what I got. Very happy. It's weird that I love stuff like that. I love looking into other people's lives and seeing how they live.
Well, you know, I agree. And I don't, there is one that is Shep 689. And I'll tell you, it's two gay guys. Oh. And it's Will and RJ. But they're very, very, it is so tastefully done, because they work for YouTube. And they have like the 15 second rule. If they play a song, copyright, they only have 15 seconds to do it because it's copyrighted. So, they work for YouTube. They travel the world. They just got back from a 3-week trip to Europe. And I love theirs because it is life. And they take you on all these trips on their meetups. And I really like theirs, too. I do keep up with theirs every evening, usually.
Are there any Oklahoma vloggers?
I don't think so. Just me and Mark.
There's your door. Yes. I was going to say, you have vlogged a little bit, but you've kind of stopped.
I did stop because we forget.
I know.
We're always busy and doing stuff, and it's hard to
remember. Steve is my constant reminder. He's like, did you vlog that? No.
Yeah, he is. He's very good at keeping up. And doing it. We need to do it again, but I'm like, you know, we get up on Saturday mornings and go eat breakfast and go to Lowe's. Now we have a lot of fun in Lowe's. Don't misunderstand me.
Oh, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, we have fun everywhere we go, but we love Lowe's. And if people really want to go watch us eat breakfast and go to Lowe's and then go whatever stores else
It's all about how you spin it, what you talk about while you're doing those. It's all about the content. It really is. And Steve and I are constantly tweaking things and trying to learn things to make it something that people want to watch and increase our numbers. We haven't, you know, hit any crazy amount of listeners yet, or viewers, I guess. But it's just fun.
It is fun. I need to really do that again. I need to get into that again. Yeah,
it's hard. It is difficult. It really is. I feel like such a goober when I'm doing it. I'm at the restaurant. Here's my steak. Yay!
To remember doing it. That's the thing.
And then I found this one last story that I want to talk about that I found to be kind of cute and kind of sad all at the same time. Now, did you see 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Okay. There is a story where this is actually happening to a girl who forgets everything each morning.
That is crazy.
And the sad thing is, her name's Jenny Gisby. She's 20 years old. She's from Nottingham, England. And she does suffer from the same condition as the 20-something single woman portrayed by Drew Barrymore. It's a condition where she deals with short-term memory loss to the point where she wakes up every morning without a clue what took place the day before. And just like in the movie, she has her own Henry Roth, which was Adam Sandler's character, and it's a patient boyfriend who wants to help her remember. So what she said is, she said, I wake up after being asleep all night and have no memory of who I am or my boyfriend and my parents. And so I feel very angry at first, as I think everyone around me is a complete stranger. But her boyfriend, who's been with her for 3 years, his name is Stuart Balmforth, calms her down by flipping through a scrapbook that chronicles their romance. And Jenny said, it is terrifying when I wake up with no memory and it takes half an hour before I begin to remember again. So it sounds like she is actually remembering things outside of, like, when you watch the movie, Drew Barrymore had to be completely reminded. And it seemed like she never really completely remembered, correct?
I wish that this would come out, like, on the Today Show or right. something to be able to know about her story. Because right. that's just...
Yeah, just to, like, really see it unfold on camera would be great. It all started last year when she collapsed at work and landed in a coma for a few days. And when she woke up, she suffered from a severe seizure, which caused her to become paralyzed. Well, doctors have diagnosed Jenny with functional neurological disorder and epilepsy, two conditions that contribute to her memory loss. And since Jenny recalled having balancing issues since childhood, doctors speculate she has quietly suffered from this since she was about 10 years old. And it's just gotten worse over time. So can you imagine just putting yourself, if you woke up every morning not knowing who Mark was, not knowing who your kids were? It's just hard to wrap my head around. Or my heart. I'm just like, oh, that would kill me.
Yeah, some days I would love to wake up and have it happen the same way over and over and over.
All right. There's some good days, right?
Not because it had to, but yeah, some days I would love to live over and over. But right. Yeah, that is sad. I can't imagine.
Mm-mm. Well, Kim, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Did you have fun?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
Was it easier than you thought it would be?
Yes, it is. It was a lot easier.
It's just two girls chatting. Are you going to do it again?
I would do it again.
Okay. That's awesome.
And I'm just glad to finally have talked to you finally. And
I know. I feel like you're an old friend because we've been friends on Facebook for going on probably 4 or 5 years.
Since you and Steve went on that first date. Yeah. Because I followed him before that. So, yes.
Yep. Yeah. So that'll be 5 years next month. And it's crazy how Facebook and stuff like that brings certain people together. And I think it attracted me to you because we are very similar in our tastes.
Yes.
It's like you'll post something and I'll be like, holy muffin. Yes.
Yep. I agree. The things you guys do, you used to go out and just do little things in the city, just different towns, new towns, go whatever, window shopping and look at. Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. It's the simplest things that
get out of the house and spend time together. You got to get out and live. And it doesn't cost a lot of money to do that.
Nope. It's free. To it go is. Somewhere, you know, just spend gas to get there. It's free to go and do absolutely nothing. We'll go somewhere and sit and look at each other and talk and do nothing and have more fun than what people spend a lot of money to go do things, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
It was fun. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!